I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Connecticut Garden Journal. Many gardeners are familiar with the plight of native butterflies, bees, and birds. Pesticides, habitat loss, and climate change have dramatically decreased wildlife populations worldwide. Often gardeners feel like there's little we can do to help these creatures. But garden enthusiasts in Connecticut have a plan, and you can help. One of the main reasons for these population declines is fragmented habitats. Bees, for example, have a foraging range of only about a half mile. Having large areas is critical for their survival. So connecting habitats is important. Sarah Bregman in Washington State started a program called Pollinator Pathways, encouraging all residents to plant native flowers, shrubs, and trees to help pollinating insects, birds, and wildlife. Native plants provide the best food for insects and birds in the forms of pollen, seeds, caterpillars, and berries. This program is spread to Connecticut, starting in Fairfield County and spreading around the state and into New York. Garden clubs, master gardener groups, land trusts, private companies, and local residents have banded together to plant native plants on public lands and encourage private landowners to do the same. By connecting public and private lands with native plants, we cross town, county, and state lines, providing large enough habitats to benefit birds and bees. This is particularly critical for migrating birds looking for food in spring and fall. Public demonstration gardens have popped up around the state, showing the types of natives to plant. You can even put up a small metal sign saying your property is part of the pollinator pathway. To get involved and find out more information about this program, go to pollinator-pathways.org. Next week on the Connecticut Garden Journal, I'll be talking about houseplant pests. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.